Start with the Gemara Mem Vez. Just read through the Gemara here. Some interesting shitas in the Gemara here. Tana Rabbanan, maybe Adam kitan maim manicha kneged hamadura, lo b'shvil sheyichomu el b'shvil shetafik tzinasan. So the Gemara here is discussing bishul with maim and with shemen. So we already had the Mishnah already discusses maim. From Beis Shammai, we had Beis Shammai discuss Cham and Avolo Tavshil, and Beis Hillel says Cham and Tavshil. So we already found in the Mishnah that there's a Chiv of Bishul also by Chamin, by liquid. So that's not the Chiddush of the Gemara here. The Gemara just points out that if you're allowed to place water, Kenegda Madura, as long as it doesn't cook, as long as it's just lukewarm. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, now we switch from Maim to Shemen. Also, Rabbi Yehuda says the same idea within Shemen. You're allowed to place the Shemen Kenegad Amdura in order for it to be lukewarm. Rashbag Omer, Rashbag argues that no, that would be Aser. Isha Socha Yada Shemen Mechamasa Kenegad Amdura Vesacha Labina Katan Veino Choshashas. Rashbag argues that it would be Aser. The only way to make it Mutter, to have Shemen lukewarm, would be Aser. The only way to have it Mutter is to do it Alidei Shinu. Fine. So the Gemara asked the following question. The Tanakama didn't discuss Shemen. Rabbi Yehuda and Rashbag discussed Shemen. The Tanakama didn't discuss Shemen. So what is the Shita of the Tanakama in terms with regards to Shemen? Is Shemen Aser when it's just lukewarm? So Yibayluhu Shemen, Mahu the Tanakama, Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Tarvayu Lehetira, Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar Leisura. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damar Tarvayu Lehetira, that Shemen would be mutter. Not only if it's lukewarm, but shemen afavi sheyatzu lettuce bo mutter. Kasar v'tanakama shemen in bo mishum bishul. So already over here, the Gemara is mechadish two things. One is the concept of yatzu lettuce bo. We never really had the concept of yatzu lettuce bo before. The Gemara is going to define a little bit later on, a few lines, what yatzu lettuce bo is. But apparently, the shear for liquids is yatzu lettuce bo. I guess the concept only of a solid, it doesn't apply to liquids. So the Gemara comes up with this idea of Yad Soledes Bo as being the shear for liquids. And the second Chiddush here is that even though you would think that Shemen should have the shear of Yad Soledes Bo to be Chayev, the Tanakama, according to this opinion, holds that Shemen is not Chayev Mishum Bishul. So it's a little unclear exactly why Shemen would be an exception for Bishul. What exactly is this opinion that Shemen is not Chayev because of Bishul? Why would Shemen be an exception? Fine. The Gemara goes on. It says, "V'asar Rabbi Yehuda l'meimar now Shemen is chayav mishum bishul," and that makes sense. "V'avsher lo zehu bishulo." This also makes sense that the shear is yad soledes bo. So anything less than that would not be chayav mishum bishul. And then "V'asar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel l'meimar Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul v'avsher lo zehu bishulo." Comes to the Rashbag and says Shemen is chayav mishum bishul, and he's mechadesh that "V'avsher lo zehu bishulo," which is also an interesting shita, because why would this be? We just said that the shear for liquids is yad soledes bo. So why would it be that the shear for shemen would be different? So we really have opposite ends in terms of the shitas with regards to shemen. There's the Tanakama who holds that shemen is not chayav mishum bishul, even if it reaches yad soledes bo. And then you have the Rashbag here who says that for shemen, for some reason shemen alone, the shear is not yad soledes bo, it's just hefshiro. As long as it's lukewarm, so then you're chayav mishum bishul. So that's also very strange. Fine, so then we have the next shita, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar L'Isura, that the Tanakhama really holds that Shemen is Aser, and it's basically the same, without reading it inside, it's basically the same opinion as the Rashbag, that Hefsheru Zehu Bishulo, even for Shemen, and the only difference between Rashbag and the Tanakhama, according to this understanding, is whether it would work Kilacher Yad or not, Al Yidei Shinui, which is a separate issue. So just skipping a few lines, just to quote the Gemara, which discusses Yad Soledes Bo, Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Echad Shemen Ve'Echad Mayim, Yad Soledes Bo Aser, In Yad Soledes Bo Mutter. Shmuel says, both by Shemen and by Mayim, Yad Soledes Bo would be Aser, In Yad Soledes Bo would be Mutter. Meaning he's arguing about Hefshiru Zehu Bishulo, this is Rabbi Yehuda, and for both of them, the shear is Yad Soledes Bo, Ve'Hech Yidam Yad Soledes Bo, what is Yad Soledes Bo? Amar Rachma Kol Shekriso Shel Tinok Nechves, when the heat of the water would cause the stomach of a baby to burn. Fine. The Gemara then goes on with the following story. Omer Yitzchak bar Avdimi, Pam achas nechnasi acha Rebbe lebeis hamirchot, v'kash yaliach lo pach shol shemen b'embati. He wanted to put the pach shol shemen into the embati, v'omer li tol b'kli sheni. Put into a kli sheni, v'tein. You should have put the pach shol shemen into a kli sheni, that's fine. And the Gemara learns out three things. We'll get to this Gemara later on, because it's an important Gemara for kli sheni. Shema mina tla, shema mina shemen yishba mishem bishol, so the Gemara seems to conclude that with regards to Shemen, it's like the Reshbag, that Shemen is Chayim Yishim Bishol, but it's only Havshiru Zeu Bishulo. It's as long as you reach the level of lukewarm, so then you are Chayim Yishim Bishol. So again, the question is, why would this be that for Shemen, it has a different shear for all other liquids? It's also interesting to point out that the context of this Gemara, if you read the Gemara beforehand, is really dealing with Emel Medalf is really dealing with the Isser to bathe on Shabbos. That's really what it's coming after the Isser to bathe on Shabbos. And the previous Brisa also is dealing with heating water with regards to bathing. It's not clear exactly what this Pashal Shemin is doing, but it does sound to be within a certain context of being in the Ambatya, of being in the bathhouse, and heating up things within the context of a bathhouse, which we'll get to at the end. So it's just a aura to point out. Okay, so we have this one difference between liquids and solids in terms of the shear, which makes sense because kamacha ben jusai, I guess, doesn't really fit in within liquids. So liquids has a shear of yatsa lesbo, and then solids have a shear of kamacha ben jusai. The question is, how different is the concept of cooking liquids than solids? So we already saw yesterday from the Shaar HaTzion that he equated the two. He made an exact equation between the two. He said that the Hagdara for liquids is the same exact Hagdara for solids. In fact, he proved from liquids what the Hagdara is for solids. He said, we prove from Mayim. Mayim is Nechal Kamoshu Chai. He said that you are Chai for cooking water, and the only way that you can be Chai for cooking water is if you define it as being Mishtabeach L'tam. You're improving the Tam of the water. So then, so too for solids, the solids would then therefore also have the same exact Hagdara. So it's clear within the Shaar HaTzion that he holds that the Hagdara for liquids and the Hagdara for solids are the same exact Hagdara. He learns one out from the other. Another shita that holds like this seems to be the Ran. The Ran, found in the Maror Mekomos, there's a machlokas between the Ran and Rabbeinu Yonah about Bishalach or Bishal B'davar Lach. So just, we're going to get to this next week, more in depth, in terms of Bishalach or Bishal B'davar Lach, but I thought it was important to see the Lashonos of the Ran here. We know that Ein Bishalach or Bishal B'davar Yavish, that there's no Bishal once you already cooked it, that's what we've been dealing with. But the question is, what about Bishalach or Bishal B'davar Lach? Because Davar Lach is a little different than a Davar Yavish, because a Davar Yavish, it's, through cooking it the first time, it permanently changed. It's totally different. It's never going to go back to its original state. By a Davar Lach, it's different because it's going to go back to its original state. You cook water, so it remains hot. If you leave it outside, so then it's going to cool off again, and it's going to go back to its original state. So the question is, what's the status? What's the din by bishalach or bishal b'davar lach? Do we say that no? Once you already cooked it, so then it remains in the state of being cooked, even though it cools down. Therefore, we'll still apply in bishalach or bishal. Or do we say that no? Since it's going to cool down, so when you cook it again, so you're renewing the cooking process, it's like doing it again, so therefore yesh bishal achar bishal. So the Ran, give me 1 second, trying to look at the lashon here. The Ran holds ein bishal achar bishal, just like we hold by davar yavish ein bishal achar bishal, so too by davar lach we'll hold ein bishal achar bishal against Rabbi Yonah. And his language here is Kol Shabbat Becham Lefnei Shabbat Shonos Becham B'Shabbos Af Bishu Tzonin Gamer. He says V'lo Yadati Hefresh B'Maim B'Mavishal L'Mavushal Acher V'Tzarech Iyan. He says I don't understand Rabbi Yonah. There is no difference whatsoever between Maim B'Mavishal L'Mavushal Acher. They're both the same type of cooking. Both of them will have the status of Ein Bishal Acher Bishal. We're going to get to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yonah in a few minutes, but both the Ran and the Shaar HaTzion seem to have this lashon that there is no difference between a davar yavish and a davar lach. So important to note that this Ran doesn't necessarily prove that there's no difference between Dover Yavish and Dover Lach, because the Ran might be Lishitasa, because we know that the Ran holds by Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, that the reason for that is because it's not the derech to cook in that way. It's not really about telling you the Hagdara of Bishal, but it's really Ein Bishal Achar Bishal happens to be a technical point, that it's not normal to cook after one already cooked it. And I guess you would hold the same thing by liquids, that if you cooked it once, okay, fine, so it's not normal to cook it again, even if it cooled down. It still wouldn't be normal to cook it, which I guess is what he holds. So it might not necessarily teach you anything. This Ran might not teach you anything about equating a Dover Lach to a Dover Yavish. Okay, that being said, the Shaar HaTzion and the Ran, definitely the Shaar HaTzion, and perhaps the Ran equate the two, there are a bunch of questions one could ask in terms of the differences. There seem to be multiple differences between a Dover Lach and a Dover Yavish. So the Eglei Tal quotes three issues. The first issue is essentially what the Shaar HaTzion brought up. The Shaar HaTzion says that if you hold that the idea of cooking is making it edible, so then Mayim would be a big problem with that, because Mayim is Nechal Kmoshu Chayin, Mayim is edible raw. So why would one be Chayev for cooking water if it's Nechal Kmoshu Chayin? If the whole definition of Bishal is to make it edible, to make it more edible, whatever the definition is, if it's not the definition of the taste, but it's just the definition about making it edible, so then how could you explain why Mayim is Chayev on Shabbos? This is the Eglei Tal in Sifkot and Yud. He says that we know by Mayim is viewed as Nachal Kmoshu Chai with regards to Bishal Akum. So he says, Mayim Chashim Nachal Kmoshu Chai, and he says, it's Mefurs, Perka Mevi, Dechayev Amayim Shem Bishal, V'chein Kotz Rambam, Hamachamim Es Amayim Chayev. So why would you be Chayev on Shabbos for that? That's question number one. Question number two that the Eglei Tal has in Tezvav, he gives it as an answer, but it's essentially a question on Tezvav, is what exactly is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah? Why does Rabbeinu Yonah hold Yesh Bishal Acher Bishal B'Dar Lach? If we hold Ein Bishal Acher Bishal B'Dar Yavesh, why would Rabbeinu Yonah hold that there's a difference with regards to Dover Lach, that there's Yesh Bishal Acher Bishal B'Dar Lach? Why would we differentiate between the two? And the last difference that the Eglei Tal seems to mention is just a Lashon issue. That alone, I wouldn't say too much for it, but there are other questions also. The Rambam in his Lashonos, in Tes Aleph, when he explains the differences between cooking foods and cooking water, he says, "Hofek kirugeres chayev." This is in Tes Aleph. Echad ha'uf es apas es amevashel es amachal o es asimonim o hamechamim es amayim. The languages that he uses to bake and to cook, but he doesn't say mevashel es amayim. He says mechamim es amayim. It just means to heat up, not to cook, but to heat up the water. That's the third difference that he gives. Again, we had another difference, or just the ha'ara that we had in the beginning, that shemen also seems to have that there's different levels of heat that's required within liquids. That mayim is yad seledes bo, shemen, the way we paskin, is hafsheru zeh bishula, which is lukewarm. What exactly are these differences? Why would you have different levels of heat in terms of defining what bishul is with regards to liquids? That's a separate question. And then the last question is in terms of the shear. And this I saw brought down by Rav Shulman. What is the shear to be chayev for on Shabbos for heating it up? The Rambam says that ha'ofek kirogeres chayev, that the shear for heating up, for cooking a solid is kigrogeres, which makes sense. That's the normal shear for, in terms of foods, for Shabbos, that it's chayev kigrogeres. But for mayim, in that same halacha, he says shear ha'machamis ha'mayim is not like the shear of a liquid. It doesn't bring down like the normal shear that you would have for a liquid, for drinking liquid. He says, Kedei lirchutz behen iver katan. The shear for heating up a liquid is the shear that one would bathe his pinky with. However much it would take, however much water, the minimum amount of water one would need to bathe, which is however much one would bathe the pinky with, so then that would be chayev for Shabbos. So there's different shiurim here. It seems to be that the shear for cooking solids is based on the shear of how much one would eat, the minimum amount of it's chashiv enough to eat, and the shear for liquids is based on bathing. Fine, so how does one explain these differences? So the Eglei Tal here That's the Eved Tal's basic question is both within Maim and within Shemen in terms of Nechal Kamoshu Chai. That's the basic question that he's dealing with here. He says that if both Maim and Shemen are Nechal Kamoshu Chai, how can you be Chayav on Shabbos for it? So he deals with Maim and Shemen, each one individually. He deals with Maim, and then he deals with Shemen. So he explains, he seems to be of the opinion that when you cook a salad, right, we had a couple of definitions as to what cooking was for salads in the past couple of days. His definition for cooking a salad seems to be that you created a chefza hamavushal. You now created, whether it's because it's edible or not, or whether because you changed the taste, but now you've created a chefza hamavushal. He says you can't say that for mayim. For liquids, you can't say that. What do you mean you created a chefza hamavushal? In 2 hours, it's going to go back to its original properties. So you can't define this as a chefza hamavushal. This is not permanently a chefza hamavushal. It's going to go back in 2 hours. So only by solids, where it's permanently changed, so then that's called the chafzah mavushal. And therefore, in such a case, we'll say, in bishal achar bishal, bedavar yavish. Because you've permanently changed this into a chafzah mavushal. His language is, me'achar shekvar hay mavushal, harei lo nitosev bo malacha. He's understanding that it's a chafzah mavushal. It's therefore, like the gra, similar to the gra, of e malacha from malacha. Once it's defined as a chafza mavushal, now you can't add to that chafza. You can't create a new malacha onto that chafza hamavushal. But a davar lach, which is not defined as a chafza mavushal, has a different definition for cooking. Not like the Shaar Tzion where he equates the two, but there's a different definition for cooking. He says that it's not about creating a chafza mavushal, it's about heating up the water. Just heating up the water alone is the definition for a davar lach. That's all it is. Therefore, when it cools down, the explanation within Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabbeinu Yonah who holds Yesh B'Shalach HaBishah B'Davar Lach, is that since it cooled down, so it's no longer heated water. It was heated water while it was hot. Now that it cooled down, it's no longer heated water. So now to heat it up again, you're performing this new Malacha of Bishal, because this is not a Chefza HaMavushal. You can't have that because it's going to cool down. Rather, the whole Malacha is defined as just heating up the water. And it says that's why it has different lashonos, there are different languages. By bishel ochel, it's called bishel, mevashel, ofe. But when you heat up water, it's not mevashel, you're not cooking it. The whole malacha is just chimum hamayim. It's just warming up the water. Warming up the water alone is the entire malacha of bishel, of davar lach. So this would be going against the Shaar Tzion. The Shaar Tzion uses this whole idea of nachal kmo shu chai to prove that it has a totally different hagdara. The Eved Tal says that even though it's nachal kmo shu chai, it doesn't make a difference because he says that the whole malacha is about heating up the water. So therefore, even though it's nachal kmo shu chai, it's not about creating something which is edible, but it's about heating up the water, and heating up the water is what will be mechayev. So then he deals with shemen. And he says he basically asks the same question by Shemen. He says that Shemen is Nachal Kmo Shu Chai, and he proves it from Bishal Akum. By Bishal Akum, it's also Nachal Kmo Shu Chai. By Shemen, Shemen's a little different than Mayim, because by Mayim, it goes back to its original properties. But Shemen is also liquid, but when you heat it up, so then it could stay the same. So he can't give the same answer that he gave by Mayim to Shemen, because Shemen, it does retain its properties. So he gives a different answer. I apologize, part of it was cut off at the end. Goes on to the next page. But what he says is that when it's Nachal Kmo Shu Chai, by Shabbos is a different Hagdara than Nachal Kmo Shu Chai by Bishal Akum. By Shabbos, Nachal Kmo Shu Chai means that it has to be edible for most people. Once it's edible for most people, like Nispashal Kol Tzorcho, so then that's the gather for Bishal. It has to be edible for most people. And he proves that from the fact that the way the Ram Paskins and others, that if it's just Kamachal Ben Jusai, if it's edible for some people, so then you'll still be Chayev for Bishal. If you continue to cook it, so then you'll still be Chayev, because it's the Hagdar is that it has to be cooked so that most people will be able to eat it. Not just some people, but most people will be able to eat it. As opposed to by Bishal Akum, the Hagdar is not based on whether most people could eat it, but as long as some people could eat it, so then you won't be chayav for bishal akum. And so he says shemen is in this category. It's equivalent to kemachal ben jusai, where some people will drink shemen, but not most people until it's cooked. And so therefore, with regards to Bishul Akam, it's viewed as Nachal Kmo Shu Chai. And with regards to Shabbos, it's not viewed as Nachal Kmo Shu Chai because most people will not drink Shemen. So therefore, one will be Chayav. Just like one will be Chayav for Kamachav and Jusai, so too one will be Chayav for Shemen, because only some people will drink the Shemen, not most people. And so therefore, you'll still be Chayav because the Hagdar is to cook it to the extent where it will be edible for most people. So the Eglei Tal deals with this question of Nachal Kmo Shu Chai with Mayim independently and with Shemen independently. And he explains for Mayim that Mayim has a different Hagdara for Bishul. It's not about creating a Chafta Mavushal, but it's about just heating up the water. And then he deals with Shemen. He assumes that Shemen does have the characteristics to make it into Chafta Mavushal, so he deals with that by saying that it's really not viewed as Nachal Kmo Shu Chai with regards to Hilchos Shabbos. So he dealt with almost all the questions. Rishon points out he doesn't deal with the question of the shear. Or I don't think he says it exactly like that, but in the end of the day, he doesn't deal with the question of the shear. Why is it that for cooking a davar yavesh, the shear is a kergogeres, that it's based on how much a person will consume, but the shear by a davar lach, by mayim, is based on how much a person will, the minimum amount the person will bathe, how much water you need to bathe your pinky. So why is it that the shear for ochel, the shear for yavish, for davar yavish, for food, is based on how much a person will eat, but for davar lach it's based on bathing? So Rav Shulman wanted to explain that the hagdaras for the different foods that you eat, for different items, for bishul, is based on its purpose, based on its main purpose. He says, why does a person cook water? In most cases, why does a person cook water? It's to bathe with it. So the Hagdara for Bishul B'chamin is to cook it so that it's hot. It's to cook it so that it's hot so that you can bathe with it. So the fact that it's Nachal Kmo Shu Chai, it's not about cooking it so that you have hot water to drink from. But the reason why we have hot water, the fundamental difference between hot water and cold water is that hot water is used to bathe with. And so that's the Hagdara of heating up liquids. Heating up liquids is for the purpose of bathing. So the question that the Eglei Tal had of, oh, Nachal Kmo Shu Chai is Pater on Shabbos by the Yavish. That's true, because by a Davar Yavish, the whole Hagdara is that why does a person warm up food? It's to cook it so that one eats it. But if it's already edible, so then you'll be Pater, because the Hagdara is to create something which is edible. When it comes to liquids, it's not about creating something which is edible. It's not about eating it. It's about bathing. For water, it's about bathing, and that's why the shear is about bathing. So too by Shemen. By Shemen, the Hagdara of Shemen is not to eat it. When you heat it up, it's for anointing. Shemen is used for Sicha, for anointing. So therefore, it's also going to have different Shirim. That's why Shemen would have, according to some Shitas, in the way we Paskin, the Gemara says, Shemamina, Hefsheru Zeu Bishulo. By Shemen, it's not like Mayim. Mayim has a Shir of Yad Soledes Bo, because Yad Soledes Bo is for heating it up, for bathing. But by Shemen, Shemen Hefsheru Zeu Bishulo, because we're dealing with anointing. So therefore it could have different shirim. It doesn't have to have the same level of heat, because we're dealing with the main purpose of heating up shemen is for anointing, it's for sicha. And so he says that based on the item, so then it'll have a different hagdara of exactly what bishul is. They all fall under this umbrella of bishul, but each item, whether it's food, whether it's water, whether it's oil, they're each one is going to have a different understanding, different hagdara as to what bishul is. What are you accomplishing through the bishul process? So I thought that this also explain the end of the Mishnah that we saw earlier on Kuf Mem Hei Beis. The Mishnah on Kuf Mem Hei Beis. This is the Mishnah of Im Bishul Achar Bishul. But after the Reisha, it says V'kol Shelo Ba B'chamin Me'Erev Shabbos. Let's say you didn't cook it Erev Shabbos. So madichin also b'chamin b'shabbos. You're allowed to do hadacha, which is not in a kli rishon. Let's say it's a iri kli rishon. You're allowed to do hadacha on it because that's not viewed as bishul. To do iri kli rishon is not viewed as bishul. It's not defined as a ma'isa of bishul. Chutz min amaliach hayashon v'kolis ha'aspanim, except for a few items shahadachasan zuhi gemar malachtam. There are a few items where this is the gemar malacha. This is what causes it for its ultimate purpose. The language of the Mishnah is Zuhi Gemar Malachtam. So I thought this is exactly, the question is, why are these food items different? We should have one general rule. definition of bishul is through kli rishon. Well, why would we differentiate between different food items? So this Mishnah seems to be defining bishul as based on its gemar melacha, the ultimate purpose of this item, of this food. So just like what Rav Shulman was saying, for the differences between a davar yavish of food and mayim of liquids and of shemen of oil, he said that it all goes based on its ultimate purpose. What's its ultimate purpose? And the hagdara of bishul will be defined based on its ultimate purpose. So too over here, the ultimate purpose is fulfilled within these two items, just based on hadacha alone. So therefore, one will be chai for bishul even in those cases.
You could also say lab daf and say that's where it enables it to cook.
Yeah, but it's true that that's what enables it to cook. But why is it that there's over here we're dealing with something which is a little different, which is the maisa of bishul, which is the hadacha is a different maisa of bishul than.
So
we're not dealing just with
standards.
The totah. So it has
different
standards.
Standards.
So I'm pointing out here is that it's a little different because it has different standards in terms of the maisa bishul. In general, in order to be chayav mishum bishul, the maisa that you have to do, the action that you have to do, is to cook it in a kli rishon. But and if you do iri kli rishon, which is a whole discussion which we'll get to, so let's assume that it's not chayav mishum bishul, but it will be chayav mishum bishul for these foods. So why would it be that you're chayav mishum bishul for these foods? It's because for these foods it is normal. It is normal to cook it in this way. So we see that based on the different items that you have and what's normal, so the Hagdara Bishul is going to be defined based on what's normal for those items. And so we have that by what's normal for regular foods, we have it what's normal for mayim, it goes based on bathing, and that's why the shear is based on bathing. And we have also based on oil, and that's why you can have opinions that hold Havsheru Zebishulo, and you could also have it based on this Mishnah on Kuf Mem Heim Beis, that certain items will have a different Hagdara, not in terms of the Totsah, but in terms of the Maisa Bishul, that the hadach alone will create a chayiv bishul.